Welcome to Torah Dimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU's Women's Initiative. I am Rebecca Belazon, and today we are studying Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel. And with this parak, we will begin the story of Shimshon. Pasuk Aleph begins, Vayasifu b'nei Yisrael asos hara b'nei Hashem, Vayitneim Hashem b'yad plishtim arba'im shana. And B'nai Yisrael continued to do bad in the eyes of Hashem, and therefore Hashem gave them over into the hands of the enemy, to the hands of the Plishtim for 40 years. And we see here the cycle of the Shoftim continuing. B'nai Yisrael do bad, and Hashem sends them to the hands of the enemy. Who is the enemy in this case? It is the Plishtim, and they oppress B'nai Yisrael for 40 years. Now, according to the Mitzuzah, this oppression began before Shimshon was born and continued into his life. And the Pasuk tells us that there was a man from Tzerah, from the family of Dan, and his name was Manoach, and his wife was barren. In fact, the Medrash tells us that his wife was from Yehuda, and her name was Halal Tzvonim. Additionally, in this Pasuk, Chazal tell us of Manoach's greatness. The Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah tells us that when referring to Tzadikim, the Pasuk says, Ushimo, and then refers to the Tzadik by name. Like in our case, Ushimo Manoach, Ushimo Yishai, Ushimo Boaz. Similar to the way it refers to Hashem, like the Pasuk says, Ushimi Hashem. But in the case of Rishaim, it first says the name and then it says Ushimo. Like the Pasuk says, Naval Shimo, Goliath Shimo. And Rav Dessler, in his Michtav Me'Eliyahu, he explains that every person is born with a mission. They are born with a purpose in their life. In fact, their name highlights this mission. Their name highlights their essence and what they are meant to accomplish in this world. And a tzaddik's work in this world follows the mission. Everything he does follows the shmo, his goal, his life, his essence, to get closer to that goal, to get closer to filling that purpose. And therefore it says Ushimo first and then his name, because everything he does, all of his actions revolve around that concept of Shimo. But a Rasha first has his name, has his desires, his inclinations, and then Shimo. It makes up what he does and how he acts. And so therefore his name is first and then it says Shimo. And I think it's really interesting to note that according to this, a tzaddik is not simply a person who does a lot of mitzvos and learns a lot of Torah, but a tzaddik is someone who fulfills his life mission and fulfills his purpose and brings that into this world. And Manoach, our pasuk tells us, was one of these tzaddikim. And a malach appears to his wife, appears to this woman, and he tells her, you are barren and you have not had a child, but you will conceive and you will give birth to a son. Now, the story of the Akara, the barren woman, is a famous story that we all know well in Tanakh. Whether it's Sarah, Rivka, whether it's Rachel or Hannah, we always find that there's divine intervention that brings about change to their circumstances and allows them to have this miraculous birth. Obviously, after years of longing, after years of prayer. And in each of these situations, the child that is born after this great miracle is always destined for a special mission. And Shimshon, in this case, is no different. And so the Malach tells the mother, and now I want you to be careful not to drink wine and not to eat anything unclean, because you will conceive and you will bear a son, and a razor should not come on his head. Ki nazir elokim yehanar min habaten, because this child will be a nazir for Hashem from the womb. V'hu yachel oshiat Yisrael miyad haplishtim, and he will begin to save Bnei Yisrael from the plishtim. Now, while Shimshon will begin to save Bnei Yisrael, unfortunately, it will not be complete. And Hashem tells Eshes Manoach to be careful even at the time she is pregnant, as her child will be a nazir from the womb. And we see here something that we already know, that what a woman does while she's pregnant, what she eats, what she drinks, it all has a profound effect on the fetus. And we know that this is definitely a unique situation. We don't find another place in Tanakh where nazirus is imposed upon someone in utero. But the Rabbag says that yes, this is a unique situation, but Hashem knew that Shimshon would be drawn after women. And so therefore Hashem, in his infinite wisdom, decided to prevent Shimshon from certain behaviors already in utero, which would show his parents the greatness and the holiness of this child, so that the parents would guide the child accordingly and they'll show him to stay away from the vanities of the world, to stay away from the pleasures, and to live your life for a purpose of spirituality, to live for a higher sense of purpose and a sense of mission. And so therefore, Hashem was inculcating Shimshon with these values from not only from the womb, but his parents would understand them and educate him accordingly from the very moment that he is born. He will understand his mission and he will stay away from these things which could pull him away from the job that he is meant to accomplish. And so this woman goes and she runs to her husband and she says, Ish ha'elokim ba'ilai, a man of God appeared to me. Now, according to the Metzudah, she thought he was a Navi, but his appearance was so awesome that she thought he looked like a Malach. And she said, I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name, but he did tell me that I will conceive a child and I will bear a son. And now I should not drink wine, I should not eat anything unclean, because this child will be a Navi from the womb until his death. Now, it's interesting to note that she does not include that this child will save Bnei Yisrael, as the Malach just told her. Now, the Malbim suggests that since the Plishtim were in charge at this time, she was afraid that maybe if she shared this statement with her husband, it might become known. And then what would happen? The Plishtim would try to kill this child because he would save Bnei Yisrael. And so therefore, she chooses not to share it. And so Manoach davens to Hashem and he says, please, the man of God whom you sent, please have him come again to us and to teach us what we should do with this child that will be born. Now, according to the Malbim, Manoach was asking about what to do or how to treat the child, right? We saw that the Malach basically described to the woman what she should and should not do. And so now Manoach wanted to know what they should do with this child. And Hashem listens to Manoach and the Malach comes again to the woman and she's sitting in the field, but her husband Manoach is not with her. And here the Malach is not really coming to add anything, but he is really just coming because of Manoach's request. But it was at the time that Manoach was not with his wife, because this was to impress upon him that his wife was more prepared for this divine revelation. And so the woman hurries and she tells her husband, the man that came to me on that day, he appeared to me. And Manoach gets up and he follows his wife and he approaches the man and he says, are you the man that spoke to my wife? And he said, I am. And Manoach said, now your words will come true. And he says to him, Ma'ye mishpat hanar ma'asehu? What will be the role regarding this boy and his doing? And the Malach says to Manoach, everything I told the woman, she should keep. The wine that comes out of the grape, she should not eat. She should not drink wine. She should not eat anything unclean. Kol asher tivisiha tishmor. All that I commanded her, you should keep. And from here, many of the Mefarshim conclude that Manoach was an Ama Aretz. He really was ignorant, because if he wanted to understand what a Nazir should and shouldn't do, he could have simply looked in the Torah, or he could have asked the Chachamim at the time to further elucidate for him the Torah Shbal Peh, the oral tradition revolving around what a Nazir should and shouldn't do. He didn't need the Malach to come again and explain this to him. But according to Rav Schwab in a Sefer Mayan Beis HaShoeva, Manoach was not asking the halachos of Nazirus, but rather he was asking, how do I properly educate and bring up such a child? How do I bring up a child to become a Nazir? He was asking about the halachos of chinuch. What does a parent instruct this child to do? And what should I take on or instruct him to do in addition? And to this, the Malach answers, Mikol asher amarti el ha'isha, all the things that I instructed this woman to do during her pregnancy, tishmor. You as the father should keep, because he's telling the father, it is impossible for a parent to teach a child a derech, for a parent to educate a child properly, if the parent himself is not doing that behavior himself. And so, because he says, children are not educated based on books and information, they're educated based on role models. And if you want them to do something, then you better be doing that behavior yourself. It doesn't matter if you teach him. It doesn't matter if you chastise him or if you tell him 100 times to do a certain behavior. If you yourself are not doing that behavior, the child will never follow in those ways. And therefore, the only advice I have to you as to how to bring up a Nazir is that you yourself should act as a Nazir. You should take on those behaviors for yourself so that your child should see you. He should watch you and he should learn from you, and he himself will then come to act in those ways. And Manoach said to the Malach, let us take you in now and prepare for you this Gedi Izim, this kid goat. Now, according to the Malbim, Manoach is still unsure whether or not this is a Malach or if it's a Navi. And so therefore he says, if you're a person, then let's come in. Let us give you a meal. Let's take care of you. And if you're a Malach, then let's bring a carbon. And the Malach responds and he says to Manoach, if you take me in, I'm not going to eat your bread. And if you want to bring a carbon, then you should bring it to Hashem. Because Manoach still did not know at that time that this was a Malach. And Manoach says to this person, he says, what's your name? So that when your word will come, we'll honor you. Now, according to the Radak, he's saying to the Malach, if you send us a message or a request, we'll know it's you and we'll be able to honor it because we'll know your name. We'll know that it's you sending us the message. And the Malach responds, why are you asking me my name? And he says, V'hu Pel'i. Now, according to Rashi, he's saying, it's hidden, because the name of a Malach is constantly changing. A Malach's name changes based on its mission, and I don't know what my mission is today, so therefore, it's hidden from me. I don't know what my mission is. But according to the Malbim, he was actually called Pili because he was Mafli La'asos, as we're going to see in the next Pasuk. He was about to do wonders. And so Manoach takes the goat and the flower offering, and he brings it on a rock, and the angel did wonders, Mafli La'asos, and Manoach and his wife watched. Now, according to the Al-Sheikh, Mafli La'asos is actually referring to the angel. It's a noun. It's his name. And so Manoach offers the sacrifice, and the angel, who is called Mafli La'asos, and Manoach and his wife, they all watch from afar. And it was when the flame went up from upon the altar towards heaven, and the Malach ascended in the flame of the altar, and Manoach and his wife watched, and they fell on their faces. And the Malach Hashem did not continue to appear to Manoach and his wife. And then Manoach knew that this was a Malach Hashem. And Manoach says to his wife, oh my goodness, we are going to die. And we know this fear. We've seen it before by Gidon. People think that when they see something that's so spiritual, it means that their soul is about to depart from their body. And so Manoach fears that since he saw this Malach, he is about to die. But his wife says to him, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, if Hashem wanted to kill us, he would have not received our Ola and our Mincha, and he would have not shown us all these things, or he would have let us hear all of these things. Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Vateleir Ha'isha Ben, and this woman gives birth to a son, Vatikra Shemo Shimshon, and she calls him Shimshon, Vayigdal Hana'ar Vayivarcheyu Hashem, and the boy grows up and Hashem blesses him. And there are different opinions as to the meaning of Shimshon's name. According to the Abarbanel, Shimshon would devote his life to serve Hashem. He would be a shamash, a servant of God, and therefore he is called Shimshon. According to the Gemara in Sota, he is called Shimshon on the name of Hashem, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ki Shemesh Umagein Hashem Elokim, that just as Hashem protects the world, Shimshon in his generation will protect Bnei Israel, and thus he is called Shimshon Milashon Shemesh. And the parak ends, Vatacharuch Hashem lefamo b'machan edan bein tzara ubein eshtaol, and the spirit of Hashem was on him lifamo. Now, according to Rashi, lifamo means lifa'amim, at different times. God's spirit rested upon him at different times. But other Mefarshim contend that the spirit of God would literally ring in his ears like a bell, like a pa'amon. It would ring inside of him, and therefore the pasuk says lifamo. Thank you for studying together, Li'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.